Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We have a short message today, but it needs, I believe, some context. I don't really like to make comment on current conditions, but I feel moved to preface the message by comforting those of you who are uncomfortable in this present day with the present leaders, particularly in the United States. I heard the president saying that the greatest threat to the United States today is climate change. Like, you know, if we don't take care of it, the world is going to end. I want to tell you, it's a godless statement. It is ungodliness, which means lack of awareness of the presence of God. You know, the book of Ephesians tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against wicked spirits in high places. Not only are God's people under direct assault by these demonic spirits, but God's word is under direct assault. God himself is, and his word is being assaulted by the God of this world. We are, just as an example, in the 400th year of the signing of the Mayflower Compact, that document which ultimately will become that which we call the Declaration of Independence, a document signed primarily by Christians, a founding document of this country. You know, we know the ways of the devil, but man, is he becoming bold. He comes out no sooner than plans around the world are made to celebrate this 400th anniversary of the Mayflower Compact, then demonically influenced people come out with such things as the 1619 Project. That assault this country, that assault God's people, and I'm not just talking about Christians, folks, I'm talking about God's people, Israel. And if you don't know the difference between the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah, then your understanding is lacking in God's word. The devil is out in an attempt to destroy God's promises. He's out to attempt to keep God's people from having confidence in God's word. And from most of what I can see, there's not much an attempt of the church today to strengthen God's people through showing off God and his performance. I'm going to give you a line. Folks, you know, we have messages posted that you're more than welcome, free of charge, at thegodschool.com. There's a series of messages called The Second Greatest Story Ever Told. There are messages multiplied on the lost tribes of Israel, who are not lost, by the way. But in Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, God's word says, and the Lord has acknowledged thee this day to be a peculiar people. He's talking to Israel here, folks. As he has promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations, which he has made, which God has made, and to make thee high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do, as he has spoken, and so shall it be. God says of his people, who are a peculiar people, who are a treasure, He says he's going to make thee high above all nations, in praise and in name and in honor. What nation in the history of the world has come close? To the praise and in name and in honor than the United States of America. God, ladies and gentlemen, in his eternal purposes, prophesied, spoke. And when God speaks, things are. We may not see them right at this moment, but they are. Jesus said, I've given them thy word. Thy word is true. That word in the Greek is aletheia, and a synonym is for the word true is reality. And not only his promises, but God himself is under assault from the lies being repeatedly reported about this country which God has made. What's missing from the national conversation is God and awareness of his presence and awareness of his promises to his people, not only the church. Jesus said, and others have I that are not of this flock. The flock he's talking about is the church. The others are those chosen people whom God called Israel. The church and the people of God are under assault in this age. And I'm so happy about what's being revealed under this age of scientism, where science is lifted up above God. Houston Smith writes in a book called Why Religion Matters, and folks, I'm not religious. Go ahead and be if you want, if you think that gets you any credit in heaven. But God's looking for one thing and one thing only, and that is faith, that is trusting in him, that is leaning on him, that is running to him for refuge. And this age of scientism, Smith calls it a tunnel. He said the ceiling is scientism, lifting science up above God. Its floor and its sides are higher education and media. Even the law itself given over to these ungodly claims that suggest somehow man is in control and not God. But God is in control. And forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. All that stuff was free. We have in God's word, that is, in the church, that is, the people who belong to God, we have this in God's word, wherein it says that all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. Let me take out the pronouns and put it straight out. All the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yea, and in Jesus Christ, amen. That is, no doubt. And by that word of God, God's people have the opportunity to seek out his promises and grab hold and make them our own. That's the license God gives to the people who belong to him. And we're going to look this morning at just a few of these promises. They're found in the Old Testament. God, you know, in the revelation of himself, it is said the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. In Deuteronomy 33, we have this, which is called the Song of Asher. The 25th verse says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Now, you know, iron and brass shoes are not bedroom slippers. They mark a people ready for war. They're iron and brass. They don't wear out. God here is saying, get yourself prepared for the war. On God's word and on God's people. But God says he'll give us shoes of iron and brass. They're not going to wear out, folks. They're not going to wear out. And he goes on to say, And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know, I think it was Gene Scott, because I have a note in my Bible, who said this. This is not a message for all of us. This is a message for each of us. I know it has in this teacher's life become a daily awareness of this promise, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. You know, you wake up feeling really strong, you know, ready to kick butt. You better watch out, because great assault shall be about you. You wake up feeling pithy, weak, sickly even. Don't worry about it. Your day is probably going to be easy, because God's word says, as your day, so shall your strength be. Jesus said to Paul, when Paul requested an infirmity to be removed from him, he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. God's grace for each of us in our daily struggles, in our daily life, is sufficient. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. It goes on to say, the eternal God is your refuge. There's a picture here, folks. This word eternal speaks of the God of the forefront. Wherever you're going, God is on the corner before we get there. What a wonderful promise to grab hold of. God's leading. He's there before we get there. And he's there as our refuge. That one who dwelleth in the secret place and abideth under the shadow of the Almighty, he says to God, thou art my refuge and fortress impregnable, folks. My God, in whom I will trust. My refuge, a place of hiding. I think it's a Colossian letter which says, let's take the word think out of it. Colossians Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." The God of the forefront is your refuge. A message for each of us. And it goes on to say, "And underneath are the everlasting arms." The Hebrew is a picture language, folks. And the picture being given in this phrase, "underneath are the everlasting arms," don't look to yourself for qualification. Look to God and to His word and His promise for qualification. "For there is none worthy, no, not one, but we are made worthy through the life of Jesus Christ given for us." And I don't care how low any of the people of God have sunk, because the picture in the Hebrew of this phrase, "underneath are the everlasting arms," the picture is, if you could picture bottomless, if you could, you know, fall so low that you just feel like you're falling and falling and falling. The promise of God is underneath, bottomless, are the everlasting arms of our God. Dr. Scott called this message a nitro pill message. When you need it, you need it. Let it become a message for each of us to strengthen our understanding and add confidence to our faith, that as thy day, so shall thy strength be, that the eternal God is on the corner before we get there. And if we stumble, we shall not be utterly cast down, because underneath, bottomless, are the everlasting arms of God. And that's the God School for today.